This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 19. And Pastor Doug Corlew, welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Job answered and said, "How long will you torment me and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have cast reproach upon me. Are you not ashamed to wrong me? And even if it be true that I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you magnify yourselves against me and make my disgrace an argument against me, know then that God has put me in the wrong and closed his net about me. Behold, I cry out, 'Violence!' but I am not answered. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way so that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness upon my paths. He has stripped from me my glory and taken the crown from my head. He breaks me down on every side, and I am gone, and my hope has he pulled up like a tree. He has kindled his wrath against me and counts me as his adversary. His troops come on together. They have cast up their siege ramp against me and encamp around my tent. He has put my brothers far from me, and those who knew me are wholly estranged from me. My relatives have failed me. My close friends have forgotten me. The guests in my house and my maidservants count me as a stranger. I have become a foreigner in their eyes. I call to my servant, but he gives me no answer. I must plead with him with my mouth for mercy. My breath is strange to my wife, and I am a stench to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. When I rise, they talk against me. All my intimate friends abhor me, and those whom I loved have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you, my friends. For the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. If you say, 'How we will pursue him,' and 'The root of the matter is found in him,' be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment." In the same year that Jonathan Edwards preached his famous sermon on hell, George F. Handel composed his famous oratorio on the life of Jesus Christ. The Messiah was first performed in Dublin, Ireland, on April 13, 1741. Today it is one of the most loved and frequently performed choral works in Western music. The songs are all scriptural texts which tell the story of Christ's life, and one of the most familiar is based in part on Job 19, verse 25. The song says, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. For now is Christ risen from the dead, the first fruits of them that sleep." Bildad had just given Job a spine-tingling description of the fate of the wicked. In his response, Job freely admits that the way God is treating him would make it seem that he is indeed God's enemy. But he begins by rebuking his friends for their utter lack of support. Even if he has erred, it is not their business to humiliate him. The deepest pain Job has experienced thus far is their accusation that his sufferings prove that God is against him. Verses 1 through 6. Job is like a man being mugged in the street. He cries out violence, but no one answers or helps. God should quickly come to the aid of such a person, but as it turns out, the mugger is God. So there is no justice, verse 7. Like the king of a besieged city, Job feels trapped, stripped of his glory and crown. Weak and fragile, he has no means of escape. He had considered himself a friend of God, but apparently the feeling wasn't mutual, for God counts him as an adversary and has kindled his wrath against him. Though he was no threat to God, God's army has surrounded his tent. Verses 8 through 12. Job has been abandoned by all the people he felt he could rely on. In their minds, he is a public disgrace and as good as dead. Even intimate family members cannot stand to have him near them. Neighborhood children mock him, and his closest friends display no sympathy or compassion. Verses 13 through 22. But amazingly, Job still trusts God, clinging to three wonderful truths. He has a living Redeemer. This Redeemer will stand upon the earth. And Job will see him with his own eyes. Despite the evidence of his current sufferings, Job affirms that God will defend him in the end. Permanent vindication will finally come when he is summoned in resurrection to meet his God face to face. The language is personal and vivid, pointing us to Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Having been raised from the dead, he will stand upon the grave of every believer. And on the last day, we will stand justified by his grace. Verses 23 through 29. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.